Doodle the stress away. People who live in a buzzing city like Hong Kong have accepted stress as part and parcel of modern life. Some thrive, fueled by adrenaline, caffeine, and the satisfaction of keeping all the balls in the air. Others don't do so well. Too often, we hear how much pressure people are under, resulting in sleeplessness, which leaves them feeling too anxious or wretched to cope the next day. Different people deal with stress differently. Some go to the gym. Some talk through their worries with friends and family. Some dismiss it and soldier on. Some, unfortunately, seek refuge in medication and alcohol, occasionally with disastrous consequences. How do you cope with stress as students? Mental health is big business, and there is yet another new stress buster in town. This one claims to stimulate your creativity as it leads you to a haven of inner peace. If nothing else, you will never look at a packet of colored pencils the same way again. Yes, we are talking about coloring in. It may not be your go-to activity to reduce stress, but it has been a global sensation since the publication a couple of years ago of Secret Garden, an inky treasure hunt and coloring book by Scottish illustrator Joanna Basford. Supporters praised coloring in as a de-stressing and self-expressing tool, helping people achieve mindfulness and reduce anxiety. They claim that coloring in brings about a relaxing mindset, similar to what people would achieve through meditation. They draw tenuous links to Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung, who prescribed artwork as a relaxing technique. Basford's black and white pictures of flora and fauna, modeled after the Brodick Castle Gardens on the Isle of Arran, may look intricate, but they were likened to Jung's mandalas, circular designs with concentric shapes similar to the Gothic church's rose windows. Basford herself was pleasantly surprised by the unexpected success. Since its publication in 2013, Secret Garden has topped the Amazon.com and New York Times best-selling lists and has been translated into 14 languages. By August 2015, it had sold over 2 million copies worldwide. Basford has been working on her third book, while bookstores everywhere are rearranging their self-help, therapy, mindfulness sections to accommodate the growing number of adult coloring-in books. Previously labeled as a children's activity, coloring for adults is now socially accepted and even fashionable. Repetitive tasks with predictable results, such as coloring in or knitting, are found to be calming. Psychologists have also found that when coloring, different areas of the brain are activated. The action of coloring involves logic and creativity, stimulating areas of the cerebral cortex involved in vision and fine motor skills. Coloring can help reduce stress because when we are focused on one particular activity, we live in the moment and are not worrying about the past or future. Another theory is that concentrating on coloring an image facilitates the replacement of negative thoughts with pleasant ones. The act of focusing on the shape and size, selecting a color and coloring in a particular space is thought to occupy the same parts of the brain that houses anxiety-related images. For some, however, categorizing coloring in as art therapy and comparing the mental state and benefits to that of meditation and mindfulness is just a stretch too far. Josephine Harris, has been working as an art therapist for 15 years. It makes my blood boil when I see coloring in books marketed as art therapy. No disrespect to the artists and their beautiful work. I blame the publishers who jump onto the self-help bandwagon just to boost book sales. Harris is adamant that art therapy is a form of psychotherapy that uses art as its primary mode of expression and communication to address distressing emotions. While coloring might be a satisfying experience, it is a far cry from authentic creative expression. The benefits of actual art making, creating something from the imagination, to participants' mental and physical health are well documented, including relaxation through stress hormone reduction, increased cognitive abilities and attention span, decreases in pain and fatigue, and improved self-awareness. There are few studies linking coloring to mental health. Drayna Fagan, art therapist and adjunct instructor at New York University's Steinhardt School, summed up the argument perfectly. "I don't consider the coloring books as art therapy. I consider the coloring books therapeutic, which is not the same thing. The objection is not with coloring in or any other form of relaxing activity for that matter, but the misleading claim that it is a form of treatment or a path to mindfulness or meditation." So, whether it is coloring or sport or computer games, if it is something you enjoy and helps you relax, it is worth pursuing. Don't let the stress build up.